This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. What a great day to be alive. A day with God in your life, shaping you, changing you, giving your life meaning, purpose, joy even in the tough times, hope for the future. This is the world God has made for us, and it's great to be alive. This week I want to focus in on a number of different famous passages out of the Bible. And you know, there's always a reason when a chapter out of the Bible becomes so well known, because of its beauty and its impact on people's lives. This morning, I want to read Psalm 23 with you. Just let God speak to your heart and encourage you as I read this psalm written by David. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Well, you can see why that chapter, that psalm, has become so dear to people. The understanding of what God is like. Sometimes we get this idea that God is just some kind of vindictive judge who can't wait to hammer people, and we experience pain in our lives and we think, oh, God must be punishing me for this or that. But what a wrong picture of God that is. And especially if you are in God's family and one of God's children, you've put your faith in Christ and been born again, adopted into God's family, then here's this true picture of what God's attitude towards you is like. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I won't be in need. I may feel needs, but God meets them. He makes me lie down in green pastures. You know, this isn't a lazy life. It's a life full of meaning and purpose, but there's this restfulness in it. I'm not frantic to try to meet my inner needs or to satisfy some sense of who I should be. There's this sense of rest. I'm accepted by God. I'm loved by God. I know my place in this world and what God wants to do with me. He leads me beside still waters. There's a quietness, a quiet place in my inner being that's there regardless of what's going on in my life. He restores my soul. It's true, in this world, our inner life gets tested and stressed, but there is someone who will restore your soul. As you think of your life right now, do you need some restoration? Well, here's where you need to go. You need to go to God and say, God, I want to find my restoration in you. He leads me in paths of righteousness. Sometimes you don't know the right thing to do. Well, God will lead you and give you a sense of what is right in that situation. For his name's sake, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. In those darkest days in your life, there is still hope because of God's presence in your life. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. God has the power and ability to defend you in your life. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. This sense that nothing can threaten me when I'm walking with God. You anoint my head with oil. God will enable you to do what you need to do because of his presence in your life. My cup overflows. You recognize God has done so much more for you than you deserve. And surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.